You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Well, FBI Director Christopher Wray testifying and saying, and I'm quoting, there's no question that cartel activity from Mexico is spilling over into the U.S. as we face a historic crisis at the southern border. Wray was asked by a House Judiciary Committee hearing whether his agency knew of instances where foreign nationals coming across the border were deeply indebted to cartels and smugglers. And he said, certainly we've seen a number of such instances, absolutely. Question follow-up was, are those debts to be collected through basically making them slaves of the cartel? The FBI director said, in some cases, definitely. We are pursuing a number of human trafficking task forces to try to address the issue. He said, but there's no question, cartel activity on the other side of the border spilling over in all sorts of ways. We've been saying that over and over again, have we not? Have we not said, Biden and your attitude, you and Harris and the whole leftist progressive attitude is we don't really have a border, even though Harris stood up there the other day and said in Guatemala, do not come. I believe you'll be turned back. And even the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, appointed by Biden, was asked, well, will you say and tell illegals not to come? And he refused to do so. And we've said repeatedly, they are bringing crime in. They are trafficking, not just smuggling drugs, but trafficking people, kids in particular, maybe turning them over to pedophile rings. They're going to spend the rest of their lives, short or long, as being abused, sexually abused over and over again. This is what we want. I hear all the left complaining and saying we're concerned about humanity. And they say, listen to the leaders, the people who know. Well, now their FBI director said, this is what's going on, and what are they doing? Not much. And by the way, the migrant encounters in May went above April numbers. There's no slowing down. House Oversight Committee Republicans are blasting committee Democrats because they won't even hold hearings on the crisis. They're not going to do it. According to the release, Saturday will mark 100 days since the GOP members on that committee asked for the Democrats, let's hold a hearing on this crisis. Try to get it started early March. They called for the hearing again later that month and a third time beginning in June, and pointing out that migrant children in custody surging from 7,000 to 20,000. Of course, you can't find them because they spread them out wherever they can. They're hiding them in hotels and so forth. Or just turning them loose to people we don't even know who's taking care of them. In the meantime, Texas Governor Greg Abbott doing what should be done with all the states along the border, but it won't happen in California, eh? He says, we will build our own wall across our southern border. House Democrats actually coming out and publicly criticizing their colleague, Congresswoman Omar, Democrat of Minnesota. She had made remarks equating, they say, the U.S. and Israel to the terrorist activities of Hamas and the Taliban, saying it's offensive and misguided. Even Nancy Pelosi called her out for it. Well, AOC and Cori Bush of Missouri are saying, just perfect, you're picking on a minority woman again. They're always going to use that as some kind of excuse. A top official at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warning that we are not really ready for another pandemic. And we need to get ready, but we're not. By the way, the report, half of the pandemic's unemployment money could be stolen, just disappearing. Later in this hour, I want you to hear about a mayoral candidate in New York that won't answer the question, will you take guns away from cops? She won't say, no, I won't. You're not going to take guns away from the cops. You won't say you won't take guns away from the cops. I'm not going to get into that part of the debate now. Oh, in L.A., in the L.A. area, the county sheriff blaming the Los Angeles lawmakers for the growing homeless crisis. Listen to this quote. What we've got is years and years of counterproductive, irresponsible decisions from the Board of Supervisors, the mayor of L.A., the L.A. City Council, all of them playing a part, coming up the same failed formula year after year, expecting better. It's insane. Yes, sir, you're right.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Traveling in a fighter combi, on a heavy trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
In October, you were on a Zoom call with your colleagues from the New Yorker magazine. Everyone took a break for several minutes, during which time you were caught masturbating on camera. You were subsequently fired from that job after 27 years of working there. And you since then have been on leave from CNN. Do I have all that right?
You got it all right, sad to say.
Okay, so let's start there.
Okay.
To quote Jay Leno, what the hell were you thinking?
Well, obviously, I wasn't thinking very well or very much. And it was something that was inexplicable to me. I think one point, I wouldn't exactly say in my defense, because nothing is really in my defense. I didn't think I was on the call. I didn't think other people could see me.
Well, of course not. Of course not. That's a bright legal mind for CNN. He is an insightful legal mind. I'm not going to dispel that. But here he was, as you were hearing in the interview, caught on that Zoom call. Well, Allison Camerota, a CNN anchor, was given the job to interview him, and he's sitting right there beside her. And she flat out says, I'll read the quote again. She said, you were caught masturbating on camera. I wonder how many times she ran over that phrase in her head before she actually had to say it and bring it out like that. Pleasuring yourself or however, but she went right to it. To the clinical term, let's put it that way. So there was Jeffrey Toobin back in October, and as they pointed out, he got fired from New York Magazine. He had worked New Yorker Magazine, working for them for 25 plus years. He was also working for CNN as a political analyst. They did not get to use him in the November election and time since because That event happened in October, so he was suspended from CNN. I don't know if he got pay or not during that time. But now he's back. They're bringing him back on board. Now let's stop for a second here. I believe in redemption. I believe it not only because of the Bible, but my belief that, you know, if you make a mistake and you're really willing to make up for it, then you should be allowed some redemption on some things. If you slaughter and kill your children, you're going to have to talk to God about redemption then, because I will not forgive you. I don't have that kind of mercy in me. Thank God does. Thank God that God does have it. So anyone who is convicted of a crime, be it a white-collar crime or even some other felony, as long as it's not involving death or molesting, sexually abusing children or women or boys, then I'm saying, okay, if you paid your price, if you were convicted and you served the time you were given, even if you get a few days off or months off, and then you may have a chance to remake your life and move past it. And many have. You have to accept that. You can't just say, well, you're beyond rehabilitation. There are some that are that way. There's not going to be rehabilitation for some. This gets into the question of, would CNN bring him back if they think he's going to do it again on TV? No, they wouldn't. But that's not going to happen. It better not happen. But now while we're talking and I'm willing to accept forgiveness, and if, you know, you're coming forward and trying to move forward, well then, why is it that the left is always willing to forgive their own for something as vile as that took place? I know it's all part of human nature, but doing it then and thinking he was by himself, it still was caught and they still bring him back. Well, because CNN and the bosses of CNN decide we need him back. We got to have him. And I'm thinking about all the other possible attorneys they could bring in and have them. Let me see, Michael Avenatti. Oh, no, they turned their back on him, didn't they? You know, the one who was representing Stormy Daniels against Trump. And then, of course, he got convicted on a bribery case involving trying to extort money. And he's asking to be forgiven and released from jail early. If he comes out and says, I learned a bad lesson, I won't do it again, I shouldn't. Well, then, again, you're going to have to weigh that out on, you know, are you going to be forgiving? Let's put it this way. If you were caught in something that was shameful and embarrassed you and your family and maybe not a crime, and yet everybody's seen it and it's exposed, so to speak, no pun intended, would you want a chance to at least come back and go forward with your life? Do you think you should be given one? So I'm not condemning Tubin trying to move forward. I'm not even really condemning CNN for bringing him back, except when you put it in contrast of how they handle anyone on the other side. And I've got a perfect example coming up. But let's go back to the interview as Allison Camerota was talking to him about what happened in October when he got caught on that Zoom call pleasuring himself.
What the hell were you thinking?
Well, obviously, I wasn't thinking very well or very much. And it was something that was inexplicable to me. I think one point, I wouldn't exactly say in my defense, because nothing is really in my defense. I didn't think I was on the call. I didn't think other people could see me.
You thought that you had turned off your camera?
Correct. I thought that I had turned off the Zoom call. Now, that's not a defense. This was deeply moronic and indefensible. But, I mean, that is part of the story.
That is correct. That's part of the story. I'm sure he was not thinking the camera was on and that anyone could see. I'm sure of that. I want to buy that. And he admitted it's not really part of a defense. It's just part of the story. Another fact Because if I, it's saying if I thought the camera was on there by seeing me, well, I wouldn't have done it, or I'd go in another room. And he admitted it's moronic. So CNN is bringing back a legal analyst who admits he's moronic. And the problem that comes with it, the even though you might be forgiving and accepting and say, okay, he earns another chance. Tell me this. Every time you see him on the air going forward, are you not going to think? And he has to know everyone out there is thinking that. You forgive, but you don't forget. Or maybe you don't forgive. Reminds me of two older women. They had a feud years before, hadn't really spoken to each other, just kind of avoided each other. And then one day they bump into each other at the grocery store. And the one starts talking to the other. And the one that's being talked to says, oh, my God, I'm glad you talked to me. I thought you had never forgiven me for what happened years ago. And the other woman said, oh, I forgave you. I distinctly remember forgiving you. In other words, it has not gone away. This is never going to go away with Tubin. And, yeah, if Saturday Night Live and all those comedians do what they normally do with a Republican caught in something, they're going to go wall to wall and have all kinds of fun and laugh with you. You think they will? Do you think they will? Well, tell me, what have they done about Hunter Biden and the laptop in general, and then the most recent messages coming out where he used the N-word multiple times in text messages with his white attorney? I told you about this the other day. It was a part of a January 2019 text to his corporate attorney talking about he had a big thing. Let's put it that way. And told the lawyer, I only love you because you're black and you're that true dat N-word. That's written out. And another text he had written to the Chicago lawyer, how much money do I owe you because, N-word, you better not be charging me Hennessy rates. In other words, the price of buying an expensive scotch. Oh, he did a memo, he put up a meme, rather, of his father hugging Obama and put the caption under it. Obama saying, gonna miss you, man. Joe saying, can I say it just as once? And Obama sighs, says, go ahead. And Joe, according to the meme and the caption under it, you are my N, Barack. Have you seen that coverage on CNN? Anywhere? Any of the major networks? Now, again, Hunter Biden is a crackhead, dope addict, and all those other things that are messed up. Doesn't excuse it. And I thought, if you dared mislabel someone nowadays, a cancel culture, they will come after you full. Well, in this case, they're not going to go after Tubin. They're not going to go after Biden. You know who they did go against? Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, serving 12 years as a senator. And then he, after coming out of office, he was picked up by CNN to become an analyst, because then they could say, we have a conservative working for us, giving their view on everything. But every time you saw Santorum, you had at least two, maybe three, or even four, either paid members of CNN actual staff or other analysts who were all going to be far, far left. He could barely get a word in. Anything he said, they challenged everything. He was not allowed to challenge anything. But then here's what happened. He was not on air, not on CNN. He was addressing a group and talking about contributions to this nation by the American Indians, basically. He was speaking to the Young America's Foundation Standing Up for Faith and Freedom Conference. And in the process, he made a remark that, yeah, it speaks highly of white privilege and it speaks terrible of American Indians. Just listen to this statement.
We came here and created a blank slate. We birthed a nation from nothing. I mean, there was nothing here. I mean, yes, we have Native Americans, but candidly, that there isn't much Native American culture in American culture.
That's pretty harsh. And I would imagine later he thought, nah, I didn't think that through very well. I don't think he was reading for prepared remarks. So sure, they all came after him. I mean, they start criticizing immediately, and CNN dropped him. Bam, you're out of here. That's kind of racist, and you're gone. And, of course, it got applauded by the other mainstream media and at that time, and the American Indians all coming forward and saying, yeah, that's right. But then you know what happened with CNN? After they did that, well, then they did a piece on election during election live coverage, night coverage in November. CNN labeled Native American voters as something else. They called them something else. Also, a CNN host incorrectly identified a Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan as a member of the White Earth Band of Ojibwe as a white woman when she obviously has Indian heritage. Did they fire her, do anything like that? No. So once again, back to Tubin, trying to work his way back into your graces. Listen.
I have spent the 7 subsequent months, miserable months in my life, I can certainly confess, trying to be a better person. I mean, in therapy, trying to do some public service, working in a food bank, which I certainly am going to continue to do, working on a new book about the Oklahoma City bombing. But I am trying to become the kind of person that people can trust again.
And I understand that. Even if they trust him, are they not going to in the back of the mind every time say, oh, I know what you did. Everybody knows what you did. And CNN is willing to bring him back on board. We'll see how far that plays out. Then we have a mayoral race in New York City, and one says, take the guns away from the cops.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The next question is going to go to Maya Wiley. Ms. Wiley, Attorney General Tish James is proposing legislation to limit cops from firing their weapons, use of force as a last resort. Now, some might ask, why not go all the way and take away the guns altogether like they do in 19 other countries where the bulk of the police force is unarmed?
Well, look, you know, one of the things we have to do is acknowledge that the mayor's job is safety. Safety is job one. And I'm going to keep New Yorkers safe when I'm mayor.
Will you take the guns away from them?
And that does mean that we want smart policing. I think we know that we have a problem with illegal guns coming into this city. We have the strongest gun control laws in the country. The issue is how they're coming in. So we do want a police department that is focused on keeping them out of the city and off our streets.
But will you take the guns away from the NYPD?
I am not prepared to make that decision in a debate.
Good God, woman. She's running for the mayor of New York City and asked specifically, not once but repeatedly, would you take guns away from police officers? I'm not prepared to make that decision in a debate. In other words, you're open to maybe doing so? How about you, Mayor, or candidate, I should say, Wiley? Would you like to go out and police your city without a gun? You want to try that? See, all these leftists who have these grand ideas, they realize they're full of bunk. And in fact, she is one of the mayoral candidates. She is a former de Blasio administration official. And she had been questioned by WCBS, Channel 2's Marcia Kramer, which I'm glad she stayed with it. Same question, by the way, went to the other candidates on the stage, a Brooklyn borough president, you wouldn't know him, and a former sanitation commissioner. You wouldn't know her, city controllers, you wouldn't probably know, but you would know Andrew Yang, tech entrepreneur, of course, who ran for the White House as one of the many Democrat candidates when Biden and Harris and the rest of them were running. He's running for New York City mayor now, and he, with the others, pledged, we're going to make sure the cops keep their guns. They didn't dance around it. They're going to be very direct. But the leftists want to do that. They want the border open. And look what's happening down in Texas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott saying, you know what? I'm tired of waiting for the federal government to do what they started and should be doing. We have all these illegals coming across our border all the time. We're putting a stop to it.
I will announce next week the plan for the state of Texas to begin building the border wall in the state of Texas.
Well, that's going over great, obviously. And yes, he is up for re-election. But he obviously believes in that stuff as well, and the support as well. He's probably going to face maybe five or six different candidates at some point. One of them is Beto O'Rourke. Yeah, there's another presidential contender that didn't make it. At one time, it looked like he might even unseat Ted Cruz down in Texas, a U.S. senator, didn't do it. But now he's going to run for governor. And Abbott and O'Rourke have already butted heads a little bit. O'Rourke was in an El Paso radio interview and said, was asked about, are you going to run? He said, something I'm thinking about. So he's definitely thinking about it. Well, Abbott's response, Governor Abbott said, O'Rourke, well, you're talking about a person who says they want to run for governor, who said, heck yes, he's going to come and take your guns, which, yes, O'Rourke said that in 2019. Embraced a mandatory buyback of weapons, assault weapons, but that's just the beginning. And Abbott added he also wants to kill and has been working with the left to do, kill the energy sector and fossil fuels in the state of Texas. I don't think that's going to sell well. I think he's right. And, of course, don't forget, Beto O'Rourke is all about, yeah, let's open up the border. We don't need no stinking border. Well, immediately, O'Rourke had to hit back on tweets, and one of them says, you know what's not good, Governor Abbott? The fact that 36,000 Texans died from COVID. Well, 36 is, you know, that's, if they died actually of COVID, not from COVID, which we have to question every time, that's a large number, but it's small generally within the population of the state of Texas. But more importantly, I did tell you repeatedly that because all the illegals are coming across and Texas won the entry points, we're not checking the illegals for COVID. How do we know they're not spreading? You talk about a mass super spreader, that's right there. So that would go back on the Biden-Harris administration, wouldn't it? But they don't want to take responsibility. John LaBoutillier, a Reaganite Republican from New York, coming up.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, oh, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed and at the same time will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler is still family-owned and operated for three generations, protecting homes and businesses. Three generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER, or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com. Well, you can't tell by the way I use my voice, I'm a woman's man.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I was really disturbed. I saw, you know, dozens and dozens of pickup trucks with, explicatives against Joe Biden on the back of them, Trump flags, and some cases just dozens of American flags, which, you know, is also just disturbing because essentially the message was clear. It was, this is my country. This is not your country. I own this.
Dozens of American flags triggering her, disturbing her. The New York Times editorial board member, Mara Gay. My guest is John LaBoutillier, former New York congressman, Reaganite Republican, not a Trump supporter. John, you live in Long Island. I'm sure you were not flying any of the Trump flags, but were you driving in one of your pickup trucks with a U.S. flag?
Well, I have a pickup truck, and I'm proud of an American flag, and you can't criticize anybody for flying one of those. She's a lefty, and what she said was wrong, and I don't think there should be. Listen, you're free to say what you want in America, but we should be beyond expletives about our candidates on trucks or bumper stickers. You can criticize people, but we don't need to be swearing about it, because that's pretty low, you know.
Yeah, but the base issue again that she was the all those American flags and the New York Times, by the way, basically is standing by her, defending her remarks that she was disturbed.
I'm so surprised.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Well, you and I haven't had a chance to talk for a while, and I'm glad to get you back on board. It has been a while. I have a lot of material I want to go through with you. I mean, in addition to what we heard from her, I was running a clip in one of the earlier parts of this hour about a mayoral, New York City mayoral candidate being asked during a debate, would you take guns away from cops? She's asked that two different times in that debate, and she said, I'm not prepared to make that decision in a debate. What? Your thought.
Well, you know, what we have in New York City is this upcoming mayoral primary where the farther left you go, the better chance you have of winning. So not sure if that was Maya Wiley who said
it
that.
Was.
I think it was.
Yep.
Yeah. And she's very left-wing, and it doesn't surprise me. The people who are going to vote on the 22nd of June are a small slice of voters of New York City, and they're the most liberal. And they like stuff. They want to defund the police. They want all that radical stuff.
Well, if they go for the, if that's going to be the deciding factor, the other candidates on the stage in this debate the other night, including Andrew Yang, pledged. They had no compunction to say, no, we're not going to take guns away from our cops.
Right. Well, that's, I mean, one thing to defund the cops, which is bad enough, to de-gun them, to disarm them, is insane. I mean, that's just crazy stuff.
So your state's opening up. You now have your dining. Is it fully open now in the New York area, New York City?
I think it is. I'm not in the city. I'm on Long Island. I know it's fully open out here. And people are in a great mood. It's working. Everything's pretty good. And I think the city's pretty good, too. I've only been in there a couple times since you and I talked. And it's picking up and looks somewhat like it used to.
So do you think the missteps by Cuomo and the nursing home deaths and all of that stuff would just go away and the governor's race coming up?
No, I don't think those are going away because they're under criminal investigation. So I think they're not in the news every day because criminal investigations are done in private. But I don't think he's paid the piper yet, Larry, for either one of them, the nursing home thing or alleged sexual assaults on multiple women. I think that is a huge thing that could still take him down. And the sexual assault cases are being investigated by the Attorney General, Letitia James, who's a black woman, a very sharp, very smart politician. I wouldn't be surprised if she's thinking of running next year for governor and against Cuomo. But if Cuomo gets charged, indicted, whatever, over either one of these scandals, then he would be ripe for the taking.
By the way, before we get away from the mayoral race, Curtis Sliwa, why am I drawing a blank on their group now?
He's the Guardian Angels.
Guardian Angels, thank you.
Running for the Republican nomination for mayor, and he's a friend of mine, and he's a great guy.
So how do you think he will stack up?
Well, he's got a primary, first of all, but I think he can win the primary.
Giuliani's backing him.
Yeah, and you know, it depends. If the Democrats nominate, I think their best candidate of the ones running is a guy named Eric Adams. This black guy is Bronx Borough president. He's a former cop. He's a good candidate. And if he were to win the nomination, I think he would be the next mayor.
All right.
And he's got a lot of experience, but If the woman that we talked about, Maya Wiley, if she won the primary and wants to take the guns away from the cops, then I think Curtis Sliwa, as a Republican, would have an actual chance to win the whole thing, because every cop will vote for Curtis. Everybody who cares about security will vote for him. After all, the guardian angels supplemented the police at our lowest moments.
Right.
They were wonderful what they did.
Well, of course, that's coming up in 2021, so everybody, the stage is being set. Speaking of the stage being set, CNN welcomes back Tubin did an extensive interview, and we played it to a large extent in our first segment today, for those who missed it. Interviewed by Allison, I'm drawing a blank on her name now as well, but she did a good job interviewing, and he flat out said there's no defense.
Camerata,
thank you. I might as well have you prepare this thing for me. Apparently my mind is slipped.
I've
gotten older since we last talked, and I know you have too. She was on Fox at one time. You're right. So anyway, yeah. Tubin admitted there's really no excuse, but he said, as part of the story, I thought the camera was off. Well, I agree with that. But what about them bringing him back? And I'm all about redemption and giving folks a chance. But is anyone ever going to watch and listen to him without thinking about, oh, yeah, you did that?
Well, probably not. I mean, I think he just is an idiot.
He said deeply moronic. He said, well, what I did was deeply moronic. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, actually, in this country, I do think over time that will fade. If he's talking about legal cases, and I mean, he didn't break any laws or anything. It's sick what he did, but I think, yeah.
Well, what he did was biological, natural for boys, young men, or whatever, and they were always told they'd go blind, but beyond that, you just don't do it in front of a camera for everyone to see. And he said, I didn't know it was on. I will accept that, and I am about redemption, unless you're slaughtering babies or something of that nature. But at the same time, while they did that, they took Rick Santorum, who was their only conservative voice they allowed on their network, and put him with a panel of four or five other liberals each time, and all he did was in a speech away from CNN talk about some poor choice words that the American Indian culture didn't. There's not much American history with the American Indian culture.
Right. I think to remove him for that permanently is much more egregious than putting this jerk back on. I think Santorum should not have been removed. You can have that point of view. Who says you can't have an outrageous point of view? Sometimes what's outrageous one day, a year later, doesn't seem so outrageous.
So, I'm sorry.
CNN's in trouble. Their ratings are a disaster. They're way behind MSNBC and, of course, Fox.
And some say it's because they don't have Trump to bang around anymore.
Yeah, well, that's true for all of them, actually. Trump was a great ratings getter for all the networks. And he'll be back. If he were to get indicted here in New York, which is talked about heavily, that the grand jury is – they have a special grand jury just on Trump. And they've got witnesses being brought in already. And let's just say he were to be indicted. That's the biggest news of years. A former president of the United States indicted.
And what about
a trial?
Well, what about an existing president of the United States when he was VP, his son using him to gain access and make money and lying that said he never had anything to do with it? These laptop things still come out. I still don't see CNN covering that Hunter used the N-word repeatedly in conversations, and you don't see the CNN and the rest of them paying any attention to that, do you?
No, but I don't think that he's a public figure. I mean, I think if Joe Biden used the N-word, that's big news. But if his kid does it, that's not news. We draw the line. The children of presidents and vice presidents are not elected public officials. Now, if they're like, in the case of Ivanka Trump, she served on the White House staff. So that makes her a public official. And then what she does is fair game.
Okay.
But if you're not, it's just we've got to draw the line.
All right. Well, we are going to have to wrap it up. Biden has used the word, but in quoting other Delaware constituents, just using the word saying that's what they said. But we're running out of time. I didn't want to get that. I do want to say one thing, and we're going to have it coming up for the audience. I liked your New York Islanders fans helping the national anthem singer with the Star-Spangled Banner. That was great. proud of you guys up there.
I'm a Ranger fan, so I didn't say
it, yeah, well, they did a great job. It's coming up,
and
folks.
By the way, let me just mention that a great St. Louis Blue defenseman, Al Arbor, was the four-time Stanley Cup winning coach.
Yes, he was. And I'm sorry, that's it. Thanks, John.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
That was exciting. That was from Game 6, the Star-Spangled Banner, before Game 6 of the Stanley Cup second round between New York Islanders and the Boston Bruins. The singer that was brought out has often performs there, but she was having trouble with a microphone. It seemed to be working fine, but as she started the song, and it didn't seem to work that well, and then they kind of the fans picked it up for her. They started, the 12,000 attendants started singing the song. Not just humming. I mean, they were, you could hear boisterous singing the words. I like that a lot. That happening again on Long Island this last weekend. New York Islanders fans, where they were hosting the Bruins and the Islanders ended up winning 4-1. 4-1. In that game. I'm glad to see that kind of respect for our flag. I regret there were so many things I wanted to discuss with John LeBoutier that we didn't get a chance to get to get his views on VP Harris, the border issue, and how that's going, and Biden and China and Russia. So we did spend a little bit more time than I probably should have set up for the New York mayoral election, but I was doing it based partly because of the mayoral candidate on the Democrat side that won't commit to saying, I will not take guns away from cops, which is ridiculous. And the fact that Curtis Sliwa, the founder of the Guardian Angels, was running on the Republican side and has Giuliani's support. And it is going to be a real, and by the way, all the other Democrat candidates for this primary, they were quick to say, no, I pledge that they can keep their guns. They realize you can't take guns away from cops and have law and order. And, of course, we were also talking about this thing with Jeffrey Toobin and being invited back on to CNN. He's, you know, going to be used as their legal analyst going forward. If you missed the beginning of this hour, make sure you pull up the podcast. Quentin will have it posted shortly. He's really good about that. And I think we're also putting up, at some point, we'll put up that segment on YouTube. We do have a YouTube channel. I encourage you to check it out. It's growing rapidly. We just launched it. We put up with every day the monologue, the opening monologue, and then we select generally one or two pieces out of the 2 hours to also go onto YouTube. And somebody said the other day, said, well, you look like you're enjoying being back on TV. And I kind of looked at him and said, YouTube TV. I said, well, yeah, I am. I get to be expressive. I mean, I can get pretty expressive behind this mic, but you don't see me except on the YouTube video. And I do. I enjoy it. But this Toobin thing, again, does underline and underscore the fact that how two-faced and hypocritical the left, especially the state-controlled media now, not the mainstream media, I say they are state-controlled, how they handle things. The Hunter Biden thing being one of the stories, which I discussed with John LeBoutier, and he's right. You can't hold Joe Biden responsible for what Hunter said, and if Hunter was calling someone repeatedly the N-word, you can't hold Joe responsible for it, but Joe Biden had apparently used it in the past, but he was quoting constituents as using it. But Joe Biden was closely aligned with the Southern Democrats who were supporting and founders of the KKK across the South and fighting against civil rights laws. Well, that was a different time. And we all look at things, see how things evolve or change, and you're given a plus or a minus, and you pass or you don't, depending on the group you're dealing with. And speaking of that, while we're talking about Tubin being invited back and CNN ignoring anything about Hunter Biden racial slurs, they won't even report on it. Clay Travis, the founder of OutKick, who is now going to be joining with Buck Sexton, filling some of the time Rush Limbaugh occupied at various stations, not in the St. Louis market. Clay Travis said, CNN banned me from the network for saying I believed in the First Amendment and boobs. He said they banned me for that. 2017. In fact, his full tweet says, CNN banned me from their networks for saying I believed in the First Amendment and boobs, but they just rehired a guy caught masturbating on a Zoom call and had him discuss it live on the air. Yes, that big H word pops up. Hypocrisy. But you and I know that's just the way it is with the left at this point. And that's why I call balls and strikes, be it against conservatives, Republicans, Trump when he was in office, or the left. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Period. Now, you might be able to excuse and give some explanation, but I'm still going to call it out. And that's why I appreciate you listening to this program, because those listeners to the Rush Limbaugh program, spread the word. This program, for the 2 hours we're on, we're filling that gap. And I'm gaining more and more of those listeners, and I appreciate it. Let others know. Let your family and friends know. And make sure you support our sponsors. They're keeping us on the air. Enjoy your weekend, and remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.